WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 70th time a local man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail in 30 years was the result of running a Bryan policeman off the road.
According to the arrest report, the officer said he had to drive into the ditch on Waco Street to avoid being struck by a pickup driven by 52-year-old Kenneth Wayne Williams of College Station. Williams was arrested for driving with a suspended license, which was scheduled to be lifted in 3 months. He was also ticketed for having an open container of beer and driving a vehicle with an expired registration. According to the arrest report, Williams has 19 suspensions on his driver's license and has been convicted of 15 driving-related offenses. A Bryan man was booked in the county jail for the 23rd time since 2001 after running a red light Friday morning at 29th and Briarcrest. 32-year-old Elijah Adams is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest by Bryan police for driving without a valid license with prior convictions and possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, Adams has 52 suspensions on his driver's license and has 12 convictions for driving-related offenses. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two people were taken to the hospital with major injuries following a domestic disturbance in Bryan Sunday morning during the 2 o'clock hour. Police arrested 48-year-old Fernando Hinojosa of Bryan on 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. BPD reported one of the two victims, who is an unidentified family member, was either shoved or fell out of a vehicle. Then the vehicle backed up and possibly ran over their leg. The second victim, according to police, was trying to help the first victim, and they were struck on the head with a beer bottle. The bystander was admitted to the hospital. College Station police report it took 2 shots from a taser to bring an intoxicated man under control from a fight with officers after the bars closed in Northgate early Sunday morning. A California man, 33-year-old Navy Afe, is accused of beating an officer who was treated at the scene by fire department EMTs for multiple injuries in the parking lot of the Gigham Food Mart on University. The single largest monetary commitment in the history of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M is coming from the founding family. The A&M Foundation has announced a 10-year, $25 million contribution from the foundation established by Lowry and Peggy Mays of San Antonio.
A large chunk of this gift is going toward a proposed expansion of our Wehner building.
Dean Eli Jones says the gift is a reflection of the Mays family's support of the business school's new strategic plan, which has a vision to advance the world's prosperity. The gift brings the overall lifetime giving by the Mays family to $47 million. MSC Opus is wrapping up their season this week with 2 performances of Once the Musical.
It really delivers on every level. It won Best Musical. It won Best Book. The story is wonderful. It won Best Score.
Executive Director Ann Black on WTAW's The Infomaniac says performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets are available online at mscopus.org. Black says next season's lineup will be announced to season ticket holders on April 27th and to the public on May 30th. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 68 degrees. You can text us or call us 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Check them out at one of their 7 locations or visit wctractor.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers and thunderstorms will move through the area this morning. A few may produce gusty winds and locally heavy downpours. Temperatures very close to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Some showers and thunderstorms possible, 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, some sunshine. The chance of a shower. Highs Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team takes the field tonight to take on Abilene Christian. We'll take a look forward to that. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at how last night went for Lone Star teams in Major League Baseball and the NBA. And former Texas Tech coach Spike Dykes has died at the age of 79. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, we got like severe thunderstorms, they say.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. You got a thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm watch going on until 7 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And a flash flood watch going on until 7 o'clock this morning.
Ooh.
So we'll see. And again, 70% chance of rain. So let's go to radar. Because you can't show that on the radio.
No.
So that we can, but
it's a visual medium, yeah.
I'll explain it to you. That's right. Okay, it's not quite to Hearn. It's it's at Calvert, and Franklin's getting some light showers, and it's a heavy band of stuff, and most of it up in East Texas helping the Piney Woods grow.
All right.
But we're kind of on the edge, and there's actually you could already see the split that's going to be exacerbated by the Aggie Dome, because it's really heavy to the northeast, really heavy to the southwest, but there's a little area in the middle where there's light rain.
It's just going to blow right
over
us.
That's right, so we'll see how. Yesterday was the weirdest day.
It was.
Looked like it was going to rain over and over again,
mm-hmm.
And I guess some places got some rain. But
yeah, and I hit like a very, very tiny shower around 7:30 p.m. On my way back to Bryan from College Station, but it looked a lot more menacing than it ever turned out to be.
Yep, and so it kept temperatures all right.
Yeah.
So, Connecticut police say a man wearing a T-shirt that said, "Hold my beer and watch this," has been arrested for driving under the influence after he crashed into a graveyard. I kind of hate that.
Yeah.
The Hartford Courant, that's the name of the newspaper, says state police say the 25-year-old Woodstock resident Harrison Wooton crashed into the graveyard's low stone wall. A mugshot of Wooton wearing a black shirt with "Hold my beer and watch this." And I think last week we had one where some guy was arrested for DUI wearing a T-shirt saying "Drink beer" or something.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, the St. Paddy's Day guy.
Right, that's it, exactly.
3 days later.
So we got another one. Police say that Wooton was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs and failing to drive in the proper lane and misuse of plates.
Well,
I'm guessing license plates as opposed to dishes.
Right, but I would think so, too.
Unclear if he's represented by an attorney.
I don't know who wants that case.
That's right. His phone has been disconnected. But we had one of those here, huh? A police officer having to drive into a ditch?
Yeah, getting ran off the road. And this is the 70th
time. That would be
70.
Did we know how old this person was?
52.
Huh.
And that's 70 arrests in 30 years.
Yeah. They know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say.
I guess you don't get awards points, right?
Reward card to
jail.
Yeah,
exactly. Hi, we have a free upgrade for you today.
All right.
Info?
Information.
Yeah, we have a quarter
of booking.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the executive suite. Right. With
you
the
don't have to
bars.
Fill out the form.
That's right.
We already know.
Yeah, we've already got that.
Gold card.
Right. Autofill takes care of it, right?
frequently used customers. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
We're there. Man.
See you next time.
That's right. Maybe he gets double portions when they go through the food line.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Bluebell ice cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Like our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniac 615. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Have we been having some Bluebell up here?
I haven't seen. I think Mary Mike brought in a new flavor, but it was like maybe a month or two ago.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, I see some sort of topping stuff in the room
this
morning. Who
knows? They're probably just squirting it in their mouth straight.
or they put it on Hostess Snowballs,
you know,
which are always good for that.
I like tilting back, though, and just pouring right in the mouth and just shaking your face. And
yeah,
so.
Sure, do that, and then follow it up with the Ready Whip.
yeah,
it's
there
perfect.
You go.
Yeah, okay, it's Barbershop Quartet Day. Barbershop Quartet.
All right, I was in one of those.
Actually, former Bryan Viking coach Merrill Green
was in a
Barbershop Quartet for years. Yeah. So,
All right.
So now, but did you dress alike and everything?
No. We did, but we didn't wear like the pinstriped suits and the little hats or anything. We just wore nice clothes.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Okay. All right. So it's Be Kind to a Lawyer Day.
All right.
No. Well, you heard about what happened. Is an engineer died and he went to hell, and he got down there and he just said, "This place is completely too hot. We need to do something about that." And so he went in and he fixed the system, and they got air conditioning, and then he put in elevators and escalators, and you know, things were
comfortable,
going pretty good, yeah. And so then God caught word of this, as you can imagine God would, and so he calls Satan, and he says, "Hey, man, what's going on down there?" He says, "Well, I got an engineer down here in hell, and he's fixed the air conditioner, and the elevators work now, and the escalator, so it's pretty good down here." And God said, "You can't do that. Send the engineer doesn't belong in hell. He belongs in heaven. Send him up here." And Satan said, "I'm not going to do that." He said, "You better. I'll sue." And Satan said, "Where are you going to find a lawyer up there?"
Yeah, nice. Good one.
Took a while to get there, but what the heck.
It was good one.
The payoff was
worth it.
Yeah.
Yep. National Submarine Day. This is the day that we first had a submarine, I think, in the U.S. in 1900.
Okay.
It's a National Louie Louie Day. Ask old people like me about that. See, that was a song that you thought they said really bad words in, but you found out they didn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was a song that was banned on the radio.
Oh, wow.
They made it against the law to play it in some states.
Because you couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, and, well, they thought they knew what he said. He said, "Look, right here, he says this." And,
okay.
It's National Pet Day.
Cool.
Okay, you know, I mean, we know what kind of
we have
pets.
Those.
Yes, that's right. There's some people who have some unusual ones. It's 8-track tape day. Rather quaint.
Yeah.
Actually, that was a big deal. That was the first time, you know, when you had, it was the Marantz company that came out with the 8-track tape.
Are we talking like cassette tapes?
Yeah, except they were bigger.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They were, I don't know, probably almost 5 inches by 4 inches.
Okay.
And kind of thick, about a little more than an inch thick.
Yep.
And you would actually chunk them into your dashboard.
Oh, wow.
And it was cool
almost like a cart, we used to use in radio.
Yeah, it's hard to explain them to people now.
I'll Google.
Exactly. Yeah, you can see what that looks like. But, actually, the first new car I bought had an 8-track tape system in it, which was, that's pretty cool back in 1968.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
state of the art.
You know, it was, yeah. And so, anyway, you got, I think we got a full moon out there this morning, and that is the pink moon.
Oh, okay.
All right, and we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays, and I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of them, looking at them today, I was like, who? So maybe you guys can help me out.
Let's try it out.
Help me out.
Okay,
here. We'll see. Okay, this one I don't know him as a celebrity, but I know what he's from. His name is Eka Darville. He's 28. He's from Marvel's Jessica Jones, which was really good on Netflix.
Okay.
I can't help.
Singer Joss Stone. I know Joss Stone.
Yeah, okay. Joss.
She's 30 today. Lights is 30. That's a Canadian pop singer who did Drive My Soul and Toes. You guys know that?
Okay, yeah. Valerie Ann Poxlitner is her first, it's her full name.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Makeup artist Michelle Phan is 30. Now, I mentioned her because she's one of the top 10 earning YouTube stars of 2015.
Wow.
She made $3 million that year.
Zowies.
Makeup videos.
Okay. This one I kind of know, Victoria's Secret model Alessandra Ambrosio.
Oh, yes.
She's 36.
Very pretty.
Trisha Helfer is 43, played Cylon number 6 on Battlestar Galactica.
I'm going to pass. Yeah,
okay. Sure.
Had to do that one for Mr. Downs and
Dusty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jennifer Esposito is 44 from Spin City and Crash.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestler in the WWE, Goldust.
Hey.
Goldust.
It's 48.
We got wrestler stories today, by the way. Got a wrestling story.
Oh, good. Yeah, so then that one's appropriate there. Mm-hmm. Lisa Stansfield is 51. Biggest hit was All Around the World.
Okay.
Vincent Gallo is 56. He wrote and directed and produced The Brown Bunny.
The Brown Bunny.
Yeah. Let's see. Peter Riegert is 70 from Animal House. Joel Grey is 85. He won a Tony and an Oscar as MC in Cabaret.
And was a big deal. But here on my list, it says Jennifer's dad.
Yeah. it's because he was the father of Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, I know exactly who that is. Yeah.
Okay. And Ethel Kennedy. There we go.
There.
Ethel. 89. That's Robert F. Kennedy's widow.
All right. There you go. But no, that's enough. That's fine.
Yep.
We plowed through those. All right. 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Look, I have no idea what is going on inside the White House. I know that every alt-left propaganda destroyed Trump media group is out there. Bannon's in, Bannon's out. Reince is in, Reince is out. Kellyanne's in, Kellyanne's out. Ivanka, Jared, and this. And I don't know what's going on in there, and it doesn't matter to me. Now, I know that this is a media obsession, focusing, fixating who's up, who's down, who's staying, who's going. I don't care. There's been talk about a New York more liberal group trying to pull the president to the middle of the left, Steve Bannon and others trying to get him to stay on his conservative message. Here's what I know about the president that I can speak from personal experience. Donald Trump is his own guy. Donald Trump makes his own decisions.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this will sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's reality during tax season. Now, imagine you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes, you reach in, you get rid of all the junk mail, then you pull out the item you've been waiting so long for, only to get a huge shock. In other words, someone's already filed for your return. Now, you probably didn't know that identity thieves could use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of identity theft. In fact, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud just in 2016 alone. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix any identity issue. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business. Join now. You get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Hannity or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity and you save money.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The findings of Wells Fargo's independent investigation into the company's sales practices places the blame squarely on former CEO John Stumpf and the company's former head of community banking. The bank's board of directors is vowing to claw back more of their pay than previously reported. The board review found Stumpf knew about systemic problems for more than a decade before acting. Whole Foods Market was the S&P 500's biggest percentage gainer on the day, rising 10% after activist investor Jana Partners disclosed an 8.3% stake in the company as it looks to shake up the company's board. Straight Path Communications surged 151% to $91.64 after AT&T offered a huge premium to buy the owner of wireless spectrum licenses in an all-stock deal. AT&T is looking to accumulate the airwaves it needs for a next-generation network. Gains in energy shares offset losses in financials ahead of quarterly corporate earnings later this week. Stocks ended the day almost unchanged. Futures are pointed downward. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
We've all had a lapse in judgment from time to time, but has a lapse in judgment ever costed you 100 grand? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So a 66-year-old guy named Jan Flatow was gambling on a high-stakes slot machine at a casino in Fort Lauderdale about a month ago. Each spin was $50, and he hit the jackpot for 100 grand. But that's when things sort of went south for him really fast. See, he was hanging out with a 35-year-old woman named Marina Navarro. It's not clear why she was hanging out with a guy in his mid-60s, but she claims they were friends. Anyway, on his winning spin, he asked her to push the button for good luck. And that turned out to be a very bad idea. Apparently, casinos have a rule where the person who pulls the lever or pushes the button on a slot machine is technically the one who's gambling. So she ended up winning the money, and he got nothing. Jan flipped out in the middle of the casino when they told him, but security footage clearly showed Marina hitting the button, so they gave her a check for 50 grand, another 50 in cash, and she left without him. She claims she offered to give him some money, but he started sending angry text messages, so she's not giving him anything, and their quote-unquote friendship is over. So maybe next time Jan will be hitting his own buttons, but chances are winning 100 grand is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Sorry you missed out on that one, Jan. But hey, congratulations, Marina. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Hey, good morning, 627 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, got some rough weather headed this way. Got a severe thunderstorm watch and flash flood watch going on until 7 o'clock this morning. The rain itself is just getting into Robertson County, so it'll be marching down this way, and can't tell you exactly when it's going to clear out of here, but it looks to be just this one band of showers. It's not something that looks like it's going to go on all day. 77 will be our high temperature today, 63 for a low temperature tonight. Then we're in the 80s, heading all the way through the weekend. Currently we have overcast skies, and we're at 68 degrees out there.
Today, many people, especially children, spend more time with machines than they do with other people. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Technology has changed our lives, but that change is not all good for all people. For some, it has become an addiction.
People unable to leave their cell phone, to leave their handheld device, people unable to stop watching sports every night. Those kind of media addictions allow us to become the first culture to spend more time with machines than with each other.
Tom Cooper, author of the book Fast Media, Media Fast, says spending time with technology tends to isolate people, particularly children.
We have children who are so isolated that it's very hard for them to find peer relationships and very hard for them to succeed in school because they've already accepted another kind of learning when they go into school, which asks them to be analytical, critical, but they've already accepted media learning, which asks them to be passive and to buy things.
So what can we do? Tom says we can start by understanding that just because technology is calling doesn't mean we have to answer.
Let's restore choice for people. Many people feel that they're caught up in an endless tape loop of consumption. What I'm saying is you can think, you can choose, you can pull back. Media can be life-changing in a positive way, just as it can be something you don't want to have written on your tombstone, watched 500,000 episodes of Days of Our Lives. I tell my students, wouldn't you much rather have Made a Difference written on your tombstone?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The namesake of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M has more than doubled its investment in the university. The A&M Foundation has received a $25 million commitment over the next 10 years from the foundation established by Lowry and Peggy Mays of San Antonio. Dean Eli Jones says the gift speaks to the business school's new strategic plan, in part giving students global experiences to prepare them to work for multinational companies.
And when the recruiters come here, they want students who have had that kind of exposure. So this is all out of the classroom experience where we take our students abroad. They have a better appreciation for working in a multinational company, in fact, leading a multinational company at some point. And so the Mays family really got behind this new vision, and we're really excited that they are.
The contribution is also added to the foundation's Lead by Example campaign, bringing the total to more than $2.5 billion towards their goal of $4 billion. Lowry Mays graduated from the business school in 1957 and later served two terms on the A&M System's Board of Regents. As Texas A&M continues its Step In and Stand Up Against Sexual Violence campaign, university police receive a report of an attempted sexual assault in a dormitory room. The victim, who lives at Gaynor Hall, reported being awakened by a man who broke into her room and was sitting on her roommate's bed. The woman grabbed a knife as the man approached her. After she poked the knife at the man, he left the room. The suspect's description and UPD's list to protect yourself are online at WTAW.com. At the University of Texas, the statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis has reappeared a year and a half after it left the South Mall following protests and vandalism.
History matters. History is important.
University President Greg Fenves decided to move the statue shortly after the racially motivated mass killing in a South Carolina church. The statue of Jefferson Davis spent over 80 years in the South Mall before being moved in August 2015.
As a public institution, the University of Texas has the responsibility to carefully examine the political and cultural messages its architecture and monuments communicate.
That's Dr. Don Carlton, the director of the Dolph Briscoe Center for American History, where the statue now resides. The center was renovated and officially reopens today. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Saturday morning did not start well for vehicle owners in the southwest corner of downtown Bryan. Police received reports from seven victims of tire slashings on South Sims between Beck and Bryan Streets. A total of 11 tires on nine vehicles were cut. Total damage is estimated at more than $1,300. College Station police responding to a report of suspicious activity at an apartment complex at 2 in the morning on Saturday found several vehicles with their trunks open. A resident at Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler reported seeing two white men dressed in all black. PD caught one of the suspects, 19-year-old Brandon Scanlon, who told officers, according to the arrest report, he broke into four or five vehicles. One of two women accused of stealing from their employer last December has been arrested. According to the arrest report from CSPD, 26-year-old Heather Thompson is accused of taking almost $2,100 from the retail store Calendar Holdings through fraudulent returns, cash deposits, and thefts from the cash register. Thompson was also arrested on three warrants for debit or credit card abuse that, according to CSPD, are not related to the employee theft. A Bryan man with 52 suspensions on his driver's license returned to the Brazos County Jail for a brief time, marking his 23rd visit in 16 years.
32-year-old Elijah Adams is out on bond following his arrest by Bryan police Friday morning for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, a patrolman stopped Adams after running a red light at 29th and Briarcrest. In addition to the suspensions, Adams has 15 convictions for driving-related offenses. A College Station man whose 19th suspension on his driver's license since 2007 was scheduled to be lifted in July was arrested after being behind the wheel Sunday at 1 in the morning. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, a pickup driven by 52-year-old Kenneth Wayne Williams swerved into the path of an oncoming patrol vehicle. Officers said he had to drive off Waco Street and into the ditch to avoid being struck. According to online jail records, this is the 70th time Williams has been booked in the county jail since 2001. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This week marks the end of the 2016-17 MSC Opus season. Executive Director Ann Black on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says there are two chances to see Once, the musical.
And the musicianship is just incredible. Mm. The actors are also the musicians. Mm-hmm. So all this fabulous, wonderful Irish music is happening just right in front of you, as opposed to the band is in the pit or hidden somewhere backstage.
Black says the love story set in Dublin has won several awards, including Best Musical, Best Book, and Best Score. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Rudder Auditorium. Then on May 30th, MSC Opus will announce next season's lineup. Season ticket holders will be notified a month prior. More information and tickets are online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam at bryanbroadcasting.com. Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voters' Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at cstx.gov/starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at cstx.gov/starlight.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $299 a month, or lease a BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Your choice for less than $300 a month. That's like $75 a week. Experience the difference at the completely remodeled service waiting area, or be a VIP with BMW loaner cars available while your vehicle is being serviced. And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose with a $1,500 college grad rebate? Your hard work can be rewarded with a $1,500 rebate on any of our certified pre-owned BMWs. Over 50 to choose. So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley BMW.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's 640, and the weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here you go.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will move through this morning. Some may produce some locally heavy downpours. Temperatures today around 75 degrees. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Warmer, 80 to 85. Clouds tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Turning partly sunny with a chance for a shower Thursday. Highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the A&M baseball team's game tonight against Abilene Christian. Meanwhile, speaking of Aggie baseball, Hunter Coleman becomes the third Aggie baseball player this year to earn SEC Freshman of the Week honors, and former quarterback for A&M Kyler Murray makes a splash over at Oklahoma. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so 641, the rain, we're a severe thunderstorm watch until 7, flash flood watch until 7 this morning. Most of the rain actually is over in East Texas. But the little tail of it looks like it'll be marching through here. It's not moving very fast, so we'll see. In the meantime, they swore that guy in for
Neil.
Supreme Court. Neil, mm-hmm. Yeah, Neil's now he's a Supreme. Yeah, it's amazing. That's all they could talk about in Congress for the last 2 weeks. And
right.
The nuclear option and all that. We won't hear this guy's name again for a year.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he'll just be one of the guys.
Right.
And, but that's, that's one thing about this government. That's the way it likes to be. All the politicians get to elbow each other out
puff
of the way.
Puff and puff. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
To get up there in front of the microphone and have their due. The governor of Alabama resigned yesterday afternoon.
After 7 years as Alabama's governor, Robert Bentley, in the face of scandal, walks away.
The people of our state need and deserve a positive and peaceful transition of power. I will be leaving the office today.
Staring at impeachment and removal after his attempt to hide the affair with a staffer, Bentley says he will alleviate the pain of his actions on family and friends by finding a way outside of government to serve his state. This opens the door for Lieutenant Governor Kay Ivey to become Alabama's 54th chief executive. She is being sworn in this evening. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There you go.
Yikes.
Yeah. This had been going on again for a while.
Yeah.
And finally he said, oh, okay, I guess they're serious.
Yeah.
They're going to do this. So, her comments, she said something like, it is my job to elevate the illustrious image of Alabama.
I'm going,
huh? Mm-hmm. What?
The illustrious image of Alabama.
It says words like that. I'm going, it's Alabama. Come on. Anyway. So I saw a little snippet of him doing his speech. I'm thinking, I guess he loses his really good seat in the football stadium.
You would
too.
Think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't just call up and go to an Auburn or Alabama game anymore.
No, yeah. No more sweet ticks for you.
No. He's going to have to be down there with the regular folk.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fighting Texas Aggie Will Hurd. Whoop.
Whoop.
Whoop. Class of 2000 talking about getting rid of Assad in Syria.
People are going to say, well, who's next? And there's not a Syrian George Washington, but we know that Assad is willing to use chemical weapons against his own people. He's done it on more than a dozen occasions over the last year and a half. And this is someone that we can't stand. And we have to make the Russians see that Bashar al-Assad is a problem to them as well.
There you go. Okay, let's say you live in Kansas. The phone rings. You pick it up.
Hello, this is President Donald Trump, and I have something big to tell you. This Tuesday, April 11th, there is a very important special election for Congress in Kansas. on Tuesday, Republican Ron Estes needs your vote.
Yeah, needs it bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Personalized messages.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
That I'm surprised he didn't say he had a huge announcement.
Now, but if you've got caller ID, what does it say?
President Donald Trump.
You think? Yeah, does
or
it, yeah,
POTUS.
Yeah, exactly.
The big man on campus.
Or robocall.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's still
There's
going.
Really few, very much more important. Yeah. And I need your vote for Ron Estes on Tuesday.
I need it.
So, April 11th, Tuesday, please join me in supporting Republican Ron Estes for Congress. He's going to help me do a really, really good job for our country. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's today in Kansas. They're having that, so it's, yeah.
Oh, Tuesday?
Yeah,
is that what he
today?
Said?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
This is President Donald Trump,
yeah.
And I have something big to tell you.
Right.
This Tuesday, April
11th. Yeah, okay. That's good.
Oh, boy.
He's got time to do that, though.
Whatever it takes.
That's right. Going out there, stirring up the troops.
Yep.
Let's see what else. Anything else? CNN reports the State Department has delayed planned training sessions for President Trump's newly appointed ambassadors until May. According to CNN, they said there's so few nominations that officials felt that the training was pointless.
Oh, wow.
David Friedman, the new ambassador to Israel, is the only one who has been confirmed out of a total of five nominees. So there.
Yikes.
You got that going on. Oh, I don't know, and I guess that's it.
Yeah, he hadn't been very active on social media. He did just say happy Passover to everyone celebrating.
Good. Okay, yeah, that's good. All right.
I think everybody's just kind of been holding their breath with the swearing in of Gorsuch. So.
Yeah, now we've got that done. Okay, we can get back to the business of, well, see, the Congress isn't in session either. See, they're out, so they're not going to be doing it. They're visiting the district, as a matter of fact.
Gotcha.
You know, we'll probably see Congressman Flores in here sometime during that. We will talk to State Senator Schwertner. That'll be coming up in the about 8:30-ish or so. Right now it's 6:46.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 15th, it's Range and Pasture Weed Control. Weeds and brush compete with forages for water, nutrients, sunlight, and space. Ranchers and hay producers can learn how to reduce the competition this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You probably don't think of pruning as a prime spring activity, but for some of your most important plants, that spring trim is critical. Sharpen your shears, make your plans for the weekend. Spring pruning is important. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 complete guide to Texas gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many. to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Or call during the week 800-752-GROW. When we talk about spring pruning, spring flowering shrubs and vines are the main candidates. They produce all their flower buds on the prior year's growth, which means that you absolutely must not prune them during the winter. However, once they finish flowering, new stem and leaf growth follows very closely. That means that you have a very short window during which you can trim and reshape them to guide that new growth in the most attractive direction. Flowering quince, as a first example, gets tall and rangy if it's not trimmed in the spring. Remove the tallest stems back into the crown of the plant, but leave no stubs. Prune them flush with other branches. You should end up with a symmetrical and reasonably rounded shrub, probably 4 to 5 feet tall at the tallest. Now, that's for the regular flowering quince. Azaleas will produce vertical shoots that may extend beyond the bodies of their plants. Some varieties are much more likely to produce that growth, so they will definitely need help the day after the last petals fall. While you're pruning your azaleas, remember, too, to top dress them with fresh peat and bark organic mix. Also to apply sulfur iron soil additive if you're in an area where they tend to show iron deficiency. Other spring flowering shrubs that will need consideration now include bridal wreath and camellias, gardenias, pomegranates, and oleanders as they finish blooming. In each case, try to maintain an attractive and natural shape to the plants and always try to prune them soon after they finish flowering. Forsythia is certainly in that category as well. Some of our vines also bloom early each spring, and these too need to be reshaped soon after they finish flowering. Lady Banksia roses, as well as other once-blooming climbing and bush roses, should be pruned after their flowers fall. Trim and reshape the plants, removing all the dead stubble and weak, non-productive growth. Wisterias must be pruned after the flowering season, even in years when they fail to bloom. To prune them significantly at any other season would merely reduce or prevent their bloom the next spring. Avoid pruning really large branches if possible, although you can certainly remove individual limbs flush with the trunk or other branches. Leave no stubs, since that would result in erratic, undesirable growth. Carolina jessamine is pruned in the spring, both to tidy the plants and to remove any stems that may have been broken during cultivation of beds or mowing. Some of your annual and perennial plants will need minor shaping as they grow and develop in spring and summer. Copper plants, for example, get tall and lanky. Pinch out the growing tips. The same with fall asters and also with Mexican bush sage. I'm Neil Sperry, the Hibiscus Clan in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team hosts the Abilene Christian Wildcats tonight for a Tuesday night game on Olsen Field. The Aggs have won 7 of their last 9 games and look to keep the momentum going before their 3-game series with Alabama, which begins Thursday. First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, also for Aggie baseball, catcher Hunter Coleman was named SEC Freshman of the Week. The league made the announcement yesterday following the Aggies' week in which the Maroon and White finished 3-1, including winning 2 of 3 against number 11 Auburn. Coleman is the third Aggie to earn SEC Freshman of the Week in 2017, joining Braden Shoemake and Logan Foster. In college football, following Oklahoma's red and white spring football game, quarterback Kyler Murray appears to be the top choice for the position. Murray transferred to Oklahoma from A&M last year. In Waco, all Big 12 forward Jonathan Motley is entering his name into the NBA draft without hiring an agent, a move that allows the Baylor standout to retain his remaining season of college eligibility. Motley will have until May 24th to decide whether to remain in the draft or return to Baylor for his senior season. In Macon, Georgia, the 21-ranked A&M women's golf team is in second place after the first two rounds of the Brickyard Collegiate hosted by Mercer. The Aggies trail number 9 Furman by 3 strokes heading into today's final round. In Major League Baseball, the Astros played the late game last night in Seattle. TSN's Nick Nepix has more.
James Paxton tossed 7 innings, allowed no runs, only 4 hits, and had 8 strikeouts for the Mariners, and Houston dropped game 1 of their series on Root Sports.
Reddick rips one into the ship. Cano puts it away. And for the 4th time in 5 years, the Mariners win their home opener. Seattle 6, Houston, nothing.
Only 6 total hits for the Astros lineup, 3 of which came from Carlos Correa, and Houston couldn't convert a bases-loaded one-out chance in the 8th. How does the manager A.J. Hinch assess the bats that have struggled a bit early on this season?
You know, all in all, we haven't warmed up to the point of piecing a lot of hits together. We look up there, and there's some guys that have some hits. We're not swinging the bats all that poorly, but we're not getting the big hit now that we're going to get here pretty soon and bust out.
Today, it's Joe Musgrove on the mound for Houston, making his second start of the season, and he'll see the Mariners for the second time this week. Seattle sends Ariel Miranda to the mound in a rematch of last Thursday's game that the Mariners won 4-2. First pitch just after 9 o'clock. Nick Nepik, TSN Sports.
Meanwhile, the Rangers face the Angels tonight on the road. First pitch is scheduled for 9 p.m. with pregame at 8:30, and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Pete Rose will be inducted into the Philadelphia Phillies Wall of Fame in an on-field ceremony on August 12th prior to the club's game against the New York Mets. Rose, the all-time hits leader who was banned from baseball in 1989, was selected through fan voting. In the NBA, Chris Paul scored 19 points, Blake Griffin added 18, and the Los Angeles Clippers routed the Houston Rockets 125-96 last night to remain tied with Utah in the race for the number 4 playoff seed. The Clippers earned their 6th consecutive victory shortly after the Jazz won at Golden State. Meanwhile, in Portland, the Trail Blazers beat the San Antonio Spurs 99-98 last night despite resting starters Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. Shabazz Napier scored a career-high 32 points for Portland, which won its 3rd straight. And former Texas Tech head football coach Spike Dykes has passed away at the age of 79. Dykes coached the Red Raiders from 1986 to 1999, leading them to 82 wins and 7 bowl appearances. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating. A company worth remembering.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com. Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the Brazos Valley, salutes their volunteers who are the heart and soul of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley volunteers provide help, support, and comfort to their patients and families. Every volunteer program provides rewarding opportunities for caring people, and there's a place for you no matter what your skills are. It's easy to become a Hospice Brazos Valley volunteer. Visit hospicebrazosvalley.org for new volunteer orientation or call Rochelle York at 979-821-2266. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Let's do a little bit of weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, this stuff is apparently going to track to the northeast, and we're going to miss it, at least now. It's interesting because we have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect that's about to expire at 7 o'clock. But it says this rain may not really get here until 2 o'clock this afternoon, which means it's stuff that hasn't even been created yet down in South Texas. So we'll see. Looking for a chance of rain of up to an inch. 30% tonight, and then we're going to be in the 80s for the balance of the week. It's 68 right now. That's